Sidney C. Huntington passed away yesterday in Galena. He was 100 years old. Huntington was an expert trapper, fisherman, boat builder, and carpenter in the Middle Yukon and Koyukuk Valleys of the Interior. He went on to serve 17 years on the Board of Game during the 70s and 80s and ran a successful fish processing business out of Galena for many years. In his later years, Huntington became a strong advocate for public education in rural Alaska, helping to found an independent school district for Galena in the early 1970s. His daughter, Agnes Sweetser, says promoting education for the bush should be his lasting legacy.
You know, on his deathbed this past couple of weeks had said that he did the best he could with a third grade education and that he wanted people to know that was important to him.
Huntington's life is immortalized in the popular biography Shadows on the Koyukuk. Huntington was also well known for a serious work ethic and denouncing government assistance programs. Those beliefs rubbed off on many of Huntington's family and friends, including daughter Betty Huntington.
He taught us to work hard, and I always talk about that. You know, people always laugh that I'm still at work 10 minutes early and leaving late. And that was just the way he was.
Sidney Huntington is survived by his wife of 72 years, Angela. He raised roughly 30 biological and adopted children. Funeral services will be held in Galena this weekend. Sidney Huntington leaves behind not only a long list of accomplishments, but an entire philosophy of life. After 12 years of living in the shadow of Huntington in Galena, KIYU's Tim Bodoni has taken much of that philosophy to heart and shares this remembrance.
Sidney's biography could go on for hours. His story is so intertwined with the story of Alaska over the past 100 years. His dad came to the territory of Alaska in the Klondike Gold Rush. He watched the villages of the Middle Yukon and Lower Koyukuk Valleys transition from isolated subsistence-based settlements to communities with satellite dishes, snow machines, and multi-million-dollar schools. But like the villages themselves, Sidney never abandoned subsistence. As he explained in a 1996 interview for the oral history series Raven's Story, Sidney took pride in living close to the land even after his trapping days were over.
The change of life is dramatic. For me to say that I have changed very much, I imagine I have to quite a degree to keep up with time. But my variety of food and what I do has not changed very dramatically, only I have adapted myself to the new methods of ways to harvest wildlife resources. And I have a deep respect, probably a deeper respect for wildlife resources than I think anybody in the country.
Never lacking in confidence, Sidney did many different kinds of work in his life: hunting, fishing, trapping, boat building, carpentry, mining, and fish processing, just to name a few. He served on the Board of Game for 17 years and helped create predator control programs and controlled use areas to protect moose populations in the interior. He had a huge family. He leaves a legacy in Galena not only in terms of what he did, but how he did it. Sidney insisted on the value of hard work and despised government handouts. He was legendary for starting his work early in the morning, working late into the night, and doing it all again the next day. Though he had only a third grade education, he was a strong supporter for public education in rural Alaska. Someone else in his position might say, "You don't need to go to school. I only went through the third grade. Look at me now." But he took the opposite approach. He wanted rural kids to have the formal education that he never had. He loved meeting students at Galena's boarding school and considered himself a father to all of them. The Galena K-12 school is already named after him and has been for 10 years. But what I think is the most interesting legacy that Sidney Huntington leaves behind is the new Alaska identity that he forged. He was half Alaska Native and half white and didn't consider himself a full member of either of those camps. He drew lessons from books, boarding schools, and Native elders alike to build a lifestyle based on practicality, preparation, and respect. Each of those values is on display in this outtake from Raven's Story, in which he describes his wolf trapping techniques.
"I wouldn't tell anybody how to trap wolves. That's not the historic way of doing it. They say you give your luck away and you can't catch them anymore, but I'm about over the hill now anyway, so it doesn't make much difference. I generally trap on glare ice. And wolf trapping I found it a lot of work, dedicated work. You're trapping a very cautious, wary animal. The only thing that gets him is he's like you and I. He likes to know what's on the other side of the fence.
Clever, iconoclastic, and ultimately practical. That was Sidney Huntington. And of course, Sidney left us his book, Shadows on the Kaikuk. It's become more of a reference book than a biography at my house, and I try to reread it every year. It never ceases to be a fascinating look back at how Alaska used to be, but also an inspiration to the challenges that lie ahead of us. I never managed to have Sidney autograph it, but we have a table he built in our cabin, and that seems good enough. In Galena, I'm Tim Bodoni.